Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
All righty, here we go. Headlines on a busy Tuesday afternoon, 4 o'clock, right here on 950 KJR. Brought to you, of course, by our friends at Buddy's. Gertie's in glass. It's always 420 at Buddy's, baby.
I've never in one time ever heard your radio show.
News from the NBA Game 6, NBA Finals tonight. Milwaukee looking for their first championship since 1971. Bucks up 3-2. Game 6, 6 p.m. tonight from Milwaukee.
Storm forward Katie Lou Samuelson will miss the Olympics due to a positive COVID test. She has been vaccinated. Former Bothell guard Zach LaVine in COVID protocol did not go on the flight with Team USA to Tokyo.
And the Mariners tonight.
Yay!
Back at it against Colorado. 5:40, game 1 of 2 from Coors Field. Marco
Gonzalez
against Germán Vázquez coming up later tonight. M's are 50-44, 3 games back of the second wild card in the American League.
NFL news. Jags have wrapped up their draft class, signing second-round pick Walker Little out of Stanford, and Steelers have signed former Charger linebacker Melvin Ingram.
And more news in the NFL. The Rams running back Cam Akers will miss the entire 2021 season with a torn ACL. Remember, he had 176 total yards against the Hawks in the playoff game last year. He is out for the year. Do you know the name Broden Flanders, by the way?
No, is that a character from The Simpsons?
Well, it sounds like a name that you'd be given by the federal government if you checked into the witness protection program. You are no longer John Smith. You are now Broden Flanders. He wins a pair of seats for the Kraken expansion draft party tomorrow at Gasworks Park because he texted in the word charging in the 3 o'clock hour. Your word for this hour is fighting. Text it to 49451 right now. We'll draw one winner at 5 o'clock. Get you in on the guest list for the Kraken expansion draft party at Gasworks Park tomorrow. All right. Well, you said it. We've been promoting this for the last few days, and it better damn well be something big. You know, there's going to be somebody out there somewhere that will say, really, that's it? That was the announcement? And I'm telling you, you don't know what you're talking about. Because this is a big, big, big day for us, not just on 950 KJR, but also on the Washington Learfield IMG network. It is my absolute honor to introduce not just one, but two new members of the Husky broadcast crew. Let me, first of all, before we do that, introduce a couple of guys that you do know. Number one, my buddy Tony Castricone, my favorite top two TCs, number one TC from Magnum PI. And the second one is Tony Castricone, is with us in studio. How are you, pal?
What's up, Softy? How are you?
I'm well, looking good. And the second guy is a guy that we just keep trying to get rid of him. And he keeps showing up.
Happen.
Over and over and over again. He just follows us around. I'm not even sure if the guy gets paid, for crying out loud. He just keeps hanging around. He married me and my wife 12 years ago, by the way. Sunday was our 12-year anniversary. And we talked about this guy because Dick Baird did the ceremony at the 50-yard line at Husky Stadium. And he's still with us today. Dick, how are you, man? What's going on?
I don't know if this is working.
It is working.
It is working.
It is working very well.
I'm cool. The dude is cool. You know, I got this under control.
You do have it under control. That's why we keep bringing you back, because we know you're low maintenance, pal. Well, we're going to first of all introduce one person here and then a second one. I want to start with this guy to our left, because this is a guy who I grew up watching as a kid when I was 16, 17 years old as a running back at UW. He is the first winner of the Doak Walker Award, which he won way back in 1990. He's an Ingram High School graduate. He was the 115th pick in the fifth round of the 1991 NFL draft by the Denver Broncos. He's a former UW running back and was a freaking stud when he was at UW, and now he gets the honor, Coach Baird, of hanging out with you and me on Tuesdays for the Husky Honk Show. He gets the honor of hanging out with us at cheap motels and Taco Bells and Denny's at 2 o'clock in the morning after a Husky night game. He's stepping into some big shoes, but we know he can fill them. Our buddy Greg Lewis is the new member of the Husky Honks, going to join us on pregame, postgame, and on Tuesdays here on KJR. Out of all the accomplishments in your football career, pal, where does this rank for you?
Well, I was going to say it ranks right up there, but after you describe what the job is, now I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what I signed up for.
He's that. He thought he was getting Metropolitan Grill gift certificates, Daniels, the whole thing. Well, Greg, it's good to have you here. Welcome to the radio show. Welcome to the team. You're with us last year, obviously during that truncated four-game season. So Greg Lewis is with us. Greg's going to be joining not just the Husky Honks on Tuesdays, but also our pregame, postgame show as well on Saturdays or Fridays or Thursdays or whatever day the Huskies play in 2021. The second big announcement is the guy to my right, who I like to often refer to as the pride of Cedro Woolley. Because, frankly, I don't know anything else about Cedro Woolley besides this guy. He was the 40th pick in the second round of the 1998 draft by the New Orleans Saints. He's a former Husky tight end. He's a 5 handicap, but I think that's more just for tournament purposes. He's really a scratch golfer. The new color analyst for Husky football, replacing Damon Heward, who has decided after many years to step down to watch his son Sam play, obviously. He's the guy that gets to hang out at the expensive hotels, eat the expensive food, fly the team plane, get to work with a real pro in Tony Castricone, the new color analyst for Husky Football Saturdays. Cam Cleland is with us here in studio.
I don't even know what to say after that intro.
Tony, did you tell him to say that?
I didn't
tell
him. You wrote that down, didn't you?
He wrote it all down for me.
Totally wrote it all down. 5 handicap is a lie.
Yeah, it's not a lie.
Sandbagger. Yeah, that's right there. Yeah. I know, man. I am so... I didn't think a redhead kid from Cedar Woolley in the Skagit County would be sitting here talking about this in Husky football next to Coach Baird, Greg Lewis, and Tony, and yourself, who might be the biggest honk of them all, buddy. Let's don't get that wrong.
Definitely.
But this is... this is a lifelong dream for me, man. I am so stoked. I couldn't be more pumped.
Well, when you say redhead, you mean red hair?
Well, yeah, there was a time.
I looked at his head and I go, there's no red hair there.
If I let it grow, it'd be a nice horseshoe. Let's just call
it
that.
Well, Cam is going to join Tony on game days on Saturdays. You'll also join us on Tuesdays during the Honk Show. So we decided, you know what? Let's make the Honk Show as big as it's ever been. So all four of us will be together on Tuesdays. Greg will be with us on Saturdays for pregame and postgame. And then Tony, you get the honor of working with one of not just the greatest tight ends in Husky football history, but I'm going to embarrass the guy.
Okay.
One of the greatest people I've ever met at UW as well in Cam Cleland. So a big day for you as well.
Yeah, we're excited. We're so excited to have the family growing, right? I mean, this is awesome. And I'm just excited to get this thing started. I mean, can you guys believe it's been 2 full years since we've had a normal game inside a Husky stadium, and now here we are 46 days away from having the zone and having like the band come through there while we're doing the pregame show live down there just outside the stadium, and then having the dog walk, and then having that stadium slowly start to fill up as we're doing our pregame coverage and everything. And I have goosebumps. Like, I cannot wait to tee this thing up and kick this thing off and get the 2021 season underway.
Well, Dick, you know both these guys, obviously, from your coaching days. Did you recruit this guy?
Are you kidding me?
Left and right?
I recruited both of them.
Okay, I didn't want to assume.
Well, other people did too, but I had to overcome some guys.
I just didn't want to assume that you were that old, and now I'm confirming that you are. But talk about these two guys, and start with Greg here to your right, who's a local yokel from Ingram High School right up the road.
Well, I was just telling Greg, the new philosophy at Washington where they want to ground and pound, he fits right in.
Right.
I mean, the guy carried over 200 times a game a year for 2 years in a row.
I mean,
goodness gracious, he was a warhorse. And Cam was just a member of the greatest stretch of tight ends I think any school's ever had. And obviously is a local guy, and he had no affiliation with Western State Hospital. That is, I checked that out in recruiting.
Wow.
I wanted to make sure, you know, you're not a graduate of Western State, are you?
Oh, man. Well, we are anomalies, you know, as redheads up there. We are.
Well, it's awesome to have two guys that were a part of the glory years, I guess. And the glory years are hopefully on the way back. We got a little taste in 2016 with Coach Pete. But to have both you guys on the broadcast, you can relate to what's happening now to the young kids. You can relate to what's happening 30 years ago. Greg, Cam, both you guys were with us for a show at the stadium last year. Tony, you did all four games, obviously. And for people that don't know what it's like to be in Husky Stadium without any fans, it stinks. It's terrible. I hated every second of it. You know, having to go to that stadium and not have – it was eerie watching those games. So you may know that I'm kind of an emotional guy. Dick will tell you that. And when we walk into that stadium on September the 4th for that Montana game, I don't care if it's Montana, Tony, or the Miami Dolphins. That's going to be a day that we are counting down the seconds to, literally starting right now.
Yeah, 1,000%. And, I mean, it just the tradition and all of it. And guys, I don't know what I kind of mentioned it a moment ago. I'd love to get your thoughts. I mean, I think this is a highly anticipated season that we're going into. I mean, I think that that game on November 6th, everybody's got their calendars circled for that big home game against Oregon, because every preseason magazine I've read, and I've bought all of them, they all have either Oregon or Washington winning the Pac-12 North this year. And we all know who won the Pac-12 North last year. And we all know who went to the Pac-12 championship game out of the North last year. And I just think this whole season, like, I mean, I'm incredibly excited and grateful that it's on the way and that we're expecting to play 12 games and all that. That's amazing. But also, B, we got a really good football team coming in here this year.
Yep.
And I know what it was like in 2018, my first year on this job, walking into the season with expectations and hopes. You don't know how it's going to turn out, but you're preseason top 10. You see the schedule before you. You're hoping things might play out. And then to watch how that season went through its ebbs and flows, its highs and lows, but it ended on January 1st in Pasadena. And I've got a similar feeling heading into 2021 than I did heading into 2018.
God, I hope you're right. I've been waiting for a long time. And and these two guys are just legends.
Yeah.
Husky legends for sure. And I'm really excited. I think it's really cool. I love our coach. I think we got one of the finest dudes in the game right now. He just got to go out and win.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line. You got to go out and win games. But as far as putting a program together and having an idea and a vision and stuff, Jimmy Lake is the real deal.
Well, and Greg, you've known Jimmy for a long time, obviously. Now, Greg Lewis is with us. Greg's going to be the newest member of the Husky Honks, joining us on Tuesday and also Saturday pre-post. Cam Cleland is with us as well. He'll be joining Tony on the game day call and join the Honks on Tuesday. But what did you see from the Dogs last year in that little mini four-game glimpse that made you feel good about the direction of the program?
Sure. First, I'm going to knock on some wood because everybody's predicting the full 12 games and everybody in the
Can't take the player out of you, Greg.
Let me just knock on some wood first just so everything goes well. Don't jinx us. But what I saw last year was a team that had brought a lot of – or going to bring a lot of guys back this year that are experienced, some fifth and sixth year even seniors, which is an anomaly and a strange thing in and of itself. I see an offensive line come back that's extremely, extremely ready because of that experience.
And big.
And big and strong. Yeah. I see some defensive backs who have played a lot of snaps. So I think it's a real experienced football team, and most of those guys all decided to come back. And the reason they decided to come back, you alluded to already, Jimmy Lake. Jimmy Lake is a person that guys love to play for. And because of his stature and who he is and what he's done, he got all those guys to rally and to come back. And they're going to be super experienced this year. So teams are going to really face a Husky team that's played a lot of football.
Yeah. You're talking about the sixth-year guys?
Fifth-year guys. Some of the fifth-year guys could have left, too. But they all decided, like Jackson Kirkland, decided to come back. So I think that's
a testament
to Jimmy
Lake. He might be our best player.
Yeah, we got so many guys. I mean, all of that, I echo what Greg has said. And I think about watching last year, and Tony, when just watching with you and watching the chance with you, Softy, and getting to see the team and know what it was like to go into Husky Stadium and the way they manufactured their energy, even though they didn't have it, and the way Coach Lake stomped up and down that sideline to get that kind of excitement, their secondary, the way they played, the offensive line, the way you have a new offense, you have a guy, a young kid with Dylan Morse who comes in, and it's his first time in Husky Stadium, and he's got to run a different offense, and these guys are getting all, talk about drinking from a fire hose, all of a sudden it just hits, and then now you get a spring. Now you get a fall camp, and now we get the hype, and we get to sit back and call it and have fun with it.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go right now. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, just turn the damn siren on right now, and let's go.
Yeah. No, we're not ready yet.
Okay, I was just not ready yet.
Just want to bring it down a little
bit. And all you can do, by the way, and Greg, I think you know this already, is just talk about the first game of the year against Montana. We are not allowed to talk about Michigan until Dick breaks his own rule. about Michigan, but I want to hear, Tony, from both these guys on what you want to bring to the table. Dick and I were talking in the first hour of the show. Who does that job is a big deal in this city. Mm-hmm. You know, if I may say so myself, yeah. The Husky Honks, yeah. I like to think for some people is an important thing. You know, who that third person is. You know, people were tweeting in who they think it should be. Your name was brought up a ton, by the way. So what do Greg Lewis and Cam Cleland bring to not just the Husky broadcast on Saturday, but to Husky football and the broadcast in general?
Well, let's say this. I know I'm filling big shoes, and you know it's a statement you made. But like I tell everybody, I wear a size 15. So,
wait, what?
That means I'm ready to step
in. Will you promise to confuse the hell out of us in the first 5 minutes of every show?
Yeah, exactly.
Then you'll be fine.
Yeah. So what I think I do is I bring a perspective that not everybody has around Huskies football, especially. I played there at the University of Washington. I think I played pretty well. But I was also on the senior administrative staff for 7 years as an associate athletic director. And so I think I bring that full 360 perspective, what it means to be a student athlete. Yep. I did have a chance to play in the NFL for a while, so talk about that. But also what it means to make decisions based on the health and wellness and the best of our student athletes, yep. Balancing that against the budget, and then making sure that as an organization we're well-rounded. So I think I bring that full perspective to the table.
Okay, Cam?
I can't improve on that.
Job interview time.
Why are you
supposed
here?
To beat that?
No, that's okay.
I mean, what am I?
Hey, he worked for 2 days on that. Come on.
I didn't bring my outline and note card.
They just told me I had the job today. So.
Like, wait a minute.
That's why you should get the job.
Get in there. Look, when I got a chance to meet Tony the very first time and being a part of Husky football, I have, when I tell you this, man, to be a part of Washington football again, I stammer for words right now because it meant so much to me to be a part of it and sit there and talk about it. And I think that when you're an analyst or you're part of the color and there to support Tony and be a teammate, because that's where I think is about being a great team and bringing the noise, bringing the effort, and making it when someone listens to that show or listens to our broadcast, I want them to feel what it's like to be there. I want them to understand the passion, the excitement that you see, but also want to be able to be there and show them, hey, maybe you'd make this big. Maybe this call's here. Maybe this coverage here at the time. And I got to do it in like 3.5 seconds. I don't want to jump on
when they're running the hurry up.
Right.
You know, that's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of what I'm here to have fun with this and bring the noise and passion, excitement. And let's go Dawgs.
You're going to have a lot more fun when we win.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm telling you.
We all do. I remember what it's like to lose.
This is not a fun job when we lose. We just got to grind and wait for the next opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely. And that's what's so great about these two. I mean, the passion's there, the history, the pedigree, the resume, both playing in the NFL, both great guys. I'm just, you know, I know that the Learfield IMG College and building the radio network, and we're always thinking about, you know, what are the ways that we want to do, you know, anything. And I think just bringing two great people on board to add to this team is just, it's so awesome for me. I'm so excited.
I'm just shocked that they agreed to do it, to be honest.
I know. To work with you mean?
Exactly. Well, first and foremost, I think we're both Husky fans.
Right.
And that's the part of this that really closes the gap. Yeah, administrator, players, all that. But we're Husky fans. We love Husky football.
Yeah.
So any opportunity to be connected to Husky football is something we're going to take advantage of, even if it means we have to deal with you.
Exactly. Well, and I appreciate that. I would just say this, though, and people often say things like this, and they just throw it out there. Literally, we would do this for free. I mean, going on the road with
us. I thought we were. Yes. You guys getting paid?
Yeah, just a little trade for you. Maybe some gift cards. But, you know, being on the road with the Dawgs on a Friday night, like we can go back to the Friday night before the Alabama game or the Friday night before even like Gilby's first game against Ohio State, which didn't turn out so well. The Michigan game back there, multiple Nebraska games, the game against Miami in the Orange Bowl where the Huskies got thrashed. But leading up to it, everybody had high hopes. And the emotion and the way that Husky fans travel, I mean, you saw that. Yeah. It just your first couple years, you know, doing this job. There's no team in this city that has more passion, follow it, I think, and more deeper rooted passion. No disrespect to the Seahawks. They get great travel crowds, but their passion, their history is nowhere near what the Huskies is.
hey, you know, I mean, I love it. I love being associated with UW. I mean, it's an incredible job. I said it from the moment that I was kind of introduced, and it was intimidating for me. I mean, I had enormous shoes to fill, and I walked in here, and the only thing I could think to say was what I truly felt going into this situation is I believe this is the number one play-by-play sportscasting job in the country. The iconic facilities, the amazing market in the city that Seattle is, the University of Washington, which again, you know, U.S. News and World Report just said earlier today, number two public institution in the United States, number eight institution in the world as a place to go to college. I mean, and the iconic facilities, you know, the greatest setting in college football. Not a pretty good setting. The greatest setting in college football. Yeah. That basketball arena, Heck Ed, that has like the daylight like seeping in and just the old vibes and all that stuff. I mean, and the Rose Bowls that you play for, the NCAA tournaments that you play for, it's the number one job out there. Yeah. And that's how I feel. And that's how both these guys feel. And you want to be surrounded by people like that.
So if Tony's got the number one job in the world in broadcasting, where does being the third honk with me and Dick rank? Like, number
that's probably
two?
Like number 39. Number 39. In the city of Seattle.
Well, I'm just telling you this right now, and I agree with what Dick said. When the Huskies win, you're going to love it. When they lose, you're going to hate our guts. No, game day, man. It's going to be miserable, but you're going to love being miserable because you know what's great about the Honks? And Cam knows this, and Tony knows this as well. When the team doesn't play well and you're miserable, you want to be around other people that are miserable too. that's why I love hanging out with this guy, Greg.
Well, I can tell you what. We're gonna win some, we're gonna lose some, and hopefully we win a whole lot more than we lose. But those games when we don't do as well, then it's our job to kind of put that in perspective and kind of get people pumped up for the next week and the next game or the next season and all that kind of stuff. And I think I have enough passion and understand that, you know, football, you're not gonna win them all. But you know what? Every time we go out there, we got a chance to win that day and be successful.
Good attitude. You got a chance to maintain your mental health.
Oh yeah. I know Dick will be there to bring you.
Let's check in after the first month. And you mentioned perspective. What is that? I'm not sure what that means. All right. Tony's here. Tony Castricone, Dick Baird. Greg Lewis is the newest member of the Husky Honks. He'll be with us on Tuesdays, pregame, postgame as well. Cam Cleland, redhead with no hair, is going to join Tony as the new color analyst for Husky football, replacing Damon Heward. Stay here. Let's come back and talk about the team. We'll hit both sides of the ball, the schedule, the Montana game, the Michigan game to follow the whole thing. New era for college football with the name, image, and likeness thing that's been introduced now in the last month or so. More with the newest members of the Husky broadcast crew, Cam Cleland and Greg Lewis, with Dick Baird and Tony Castricone, coming up on 950
KJ. Radio. It's Kraken Week. Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Seattle Kraken and the NHL. Sports Radio 950 KJR.
Big Day continues right here on 950 KJR. By the way, speaking of Big Day, the expansion draft for the Kraken tomorrow at Gasworks Park. Tickets are all gone. Unless you win them right here on 950 KJR.
Release the Kraken.
Text in the word fighting to 49451. We'll draw a winner coming up 5 o'clock today. Broden Flanders, who I still think is a made-up name, won in the 3 o'clock hour. So fighting is our keyword for the second hour to 49451. Newest members of the Husky broadcast crew joining me, joining Dick Baird, joining Tony Castricone. Cam Cleland will handle color duties, replacing Damon Heward, who's going to walk away and do what any, I think, reasonable person would do, focus on his son, who's playing college football. His name is Sam, by the way. So Cam is here, and Greg Lewis will be with us as well on Tuesdays and pregame, postgame as well. All four of us will be here on Tuesdays for the Husky Honk Show. And Greg, you kind of mentioned it in your little take there on the dogs at the top. This offensive line, man, they got experience, they got the height, they got the weight, they got the starts behind them. I think right now on paper, it's the number one thing that this team does well is block and pass protect. How about you?
Well, I think we have the best left tackle in the country in Jackson Kirkland. He's moved over from the guard position. And he last year, he went through four games, no sacks, no pressures.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing for an offensive lineman when you're playing against big-time competition. And then you bring guys like Wattenberg with a ton of experience, Victor Kern. So you have an offensive line, and Bainavalu, who's a mountain of a man. Wow. You have an offensive line who is not only big, they're athletic, they're experienced, and they are mean and nasty. So I think that bodes well. When you have, you start in the trenches with football, you build out from there. So I think that puts them in a great position to have a good season.
Man, what else do I bring to that? He's right. I mean, running the football, do you remember the hat that Coach Lake had? Do you remember the idea of saying, run the damn ball, or what you're going to do? And I'll mention this all day long. Yeah, I'm a former tight end, but you have to win the line of scrimmage. Sure, do I want to throw to Cade Otton a lot? You dang right I want to see Cade Otton getting loose, because that's going to be the number one kid in the country wearing number 87. And then you're going to watch this offensive line push dudes around. And that's what you're going to have to do. Winning the line of scrimmage, it translates in any game, at any time, in any era, in all time. And that's just how this is going to work. So run the football, do it successfully. And then, are we going to Coach Baird for special teams? Is that
no,
what we're doing
you,
already?
Yeah, well, that's coming in.
Are we already?
Starting to figure this out.
I might want to throw out that you win with defense first.
Oh,
you
know? Oh, I like that.
But you're
I
forgetting like the kicking game. Yes. You got to know about the kicking
and
game.
And then we talk about the offense.
But what he's talking about, Greg, Dick, and Cam, and Tony, all for you, and feel free, anyone to jump in, is this pro-style system that Jimmy Lake has been talking about. I think what he really means is we're going to dominate on the line of scrimmage, on the offensive line and the defensive line. You want a pro-style system to work, you have to start right there.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to jump to the defense. We got to get better right up there.
He just didn't listen.
Welcome to the crew.
Welcome aboard, guys.
I have no idea.
I got a two-track mind, defense and kicking game. You guys cover the offense. You know, that's fine. But I think right up the middle defensively, we got to get better at stopping the run and playing better in the trench. And the second level, we got to get better linebacker play. And the safeties have got to, as Greg mentioned, we have a great tradition there because Jimmy has been a great secondary coach. So getting better right up the middle of the defense will help. And we are going to get better on the worst part of our team last year was the kicking game. I don't care what anybody wants to say. You take a look at the stats. That was not a solid year. We've got to get better in the kicking
game. That is a rarity, like finding a unicorn, where he has anything critical to say right there about anybody. But you're right. It's got to get better. But, Tony, how about you? I mean, am I overselling the dominant potential of the offensive line and maybe even the defensive line? If guys like Tuli and Taki, who it feels like we've been talking about those guys for a decade now.
Well, I'll go back to the offensive line. I think that – so. One guy who really breaks this stuff down, and you talk to him a lot, is Phil Steele.
Yeah.
And Phil Steele has Washington as his number three offensive line in the country coming into this season. And so, yes, Jackson Kirkland, he's been around forever, and now he's really, truly a veteran, and we've been looking forward to that. Now, Luke Wattenberg at the center position is a fifth-year starter. You don't get too many of those on an offensive line in college football. That is a very unique situation. But it's the entire unit coming back together as one group that I think is really cool. Now, I'm a little bummed that...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by
law. See terms and conditions. 18+. When you have five returning starters on an offensive line, they're returning from a four-game season.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not like they're coming off a 12-game season where they really, truly had the chance to go through spring ball twice and all this stuff. Like, I still am interested to see the chemistry of this offensive line working together. And in all fairness, you know, early in that season last year, of the four games, Arizona and Oregon State are not two of the best defenses in the league. So I'm still looking forward to seeing how this offensive line does week one against Montana, week two against Michigan in the Big House, and then, of course, they're going to have a great stable of running backs behind them. So that's what I'm really, really excited to see.
Yeah, you mentioned it, and I've said it before, and how many times do we got to hear pro-style offense? And really, what does that mean? What is it going to mean for a fan, or what does it mean for a player
when here we are in college football and we're stuck in the RPO and the zone read and everything's one half field and you're looking at what Coach Donovan wants to bring and what pro style offense means is that we win up front, we run the football, we have play action, then we go over the top because we have to be chunky at times. Chunky means 25-yard passes. Then you have to have inside runs. You have to be able to get to the outside and make those throws. Dylan's going to be able to do that. And when you have an offensive line in front of him where he's not going to have pressure in the face, yeah, and you can hand it off to running backs like that, and then I'll just second what Coach Baird is saying. You got to stop the run up front because you got to know Stanford's going to come after you. Make adjustments, okay? Coach Gregory and Kaika Malloy, love Kaika. So, I mean, that's just my guy, dude. They are going to get after it with those guys up front. They're going to have to with the linebacking crew and the D-line.
And I think the last thing I'll say about the offensive line is just that it's not just about their ability to push in the run game, but the protection to give Dylan Morris an opportunity to be successful.
One sack all year last
down the field. That, to me, is where they're going to really show their ability. But, you know, thinking about up front, Bowman, I think, Ryan Bowman for part of that season last year, I think really hurt them in the run game. That was something that I think, you know, will be fixed with him being healthy. And I think our linebackers improved over the season last year. Mm-hmm. They got better every single game, and that means we'll be better up the middle and up, you know, the run game. So I'm not too worried about that, I guess, is what I'm saying. Taki Tamani, Latuli Gasanoa. I think those guys now are veterans.
Nice word.
Well, they're veterans.
He's got it written. He's got phonetics.
They're veterans. They're experienced. They played a lot of football now. They've seen everything. And so I think that'll allow us to have that real strong front against the run.
Well, Cam mentioned the stable of running backs, which, you know, Dick and I Fain have talked that they're as deep at running back. I mean, there's like three or four guys
like
that
nine
can
running
start
backs
for a lot of teams, but do they have a star? Is there an absolute star difference maker, Doak Walker Award winner like you were on that team?
I mean, I don't know if we've seen enough of him, but Cam Davis is the real deal.
Yeah, he's 22. This kid play. A good-looking ball
This
player.
Kid Physically. Is a... A dominant force. He can break away. He has some moves in the hole. You know, that ability to 1 foot cut and get up the field. I think this kid, by the end of the year, we're going to be talking about him being up for some of those national awards. So
he catches the ball real well, too.
Extremely well. And he pass blocks. You got to be able to do that. That's what he's learned over the last year.
You know, Tony, I'm thinking you and I sitting here, why are we here? Just let these guys go.
I'm with you, man. I'm just soaking it in.
Yeah, let's you and I have a drink, and these guys can take over.
The young guys got it wired right now, don't they?
Who's the young guys?
Like, wait a minute.
Not me. I think Greg might be the youngest guy in the room, for crying out loud. We'll get
a
break.
I know who the oldest is.
Yeah, we know the second oldest to Dick. Dick did me.
Nobody's confused about that. Well, we're going to ask Dick about the defense, and he'll talk about the kicking game coming up next on 950K.
Tom with online offer.
It's Kraken Week. Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Seattle Kraken and the NHL. Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right. This has been fun, man. It's great to hang out and talk Husky football. Great to hang out with Tony Castricone, Dick Baird, and the newest members of the Husky broadcast crew joining Tony on game days in the booth, replacing Damon Heward. And Cam will be stepping down when his son plays for the Huskies one day. No pressure, by the way.
No pressure.
Just get him a full-ride scholarship.
Yeah.
Have him be a five-star quarterback. Cam Cleland is the new color analyst for Husky football on game day. He'll join us on Tuesdays as well for the Husky Honks, and longtime dog, former Husky running back, the first ever winner of the Doak Walker Award. I just love that piece of trivia.
Isn't that awesome?
That award's been around for 31 years, and you were the first guy to win it. You were the guinea pig. They said, let's just give it to Greg and see how it goes, and it went pretty well. So you still have that thing, by the way?
Oh, of course.
Where is that?
It's I have this Man Cave Husky sports bar
downstairs
in my house where we watch the 90-inch screen, and so it's right there.
90?
I love it.
Well, it's 86. I exaggerate a little bit.
I was going to say, what's
I got an upgrade.
Doak Walker Award of the 90-inch TV.
Yeah.
Dick's got a 15-inch black and white in his kitchen, by the way. Well, Greg is with us. Cam's with us. Tony Castricone, Dick Baird. And look, guys, I think all of us, and Tony, we'll start with you, are at a point where if Jimmy Lake is involved with this program, we just expect the secondary to be awesome every single year.
Yeah, no question about it. And I think it's so deep that, you know, we already know what Trent McDuffie can do, and all the preseason mags are saying he's a preseason All-American. Just kind of depends on, you know, first team, second team, that sort of thing. What I'm really excited to see this upcoming year is with Dom Hampton being predominantly at that safety position, and Kyler Gordon now becoming a regular at the other corner spot. And then who else kind of sprinkles in here? You know, we've
seen Asa.
But we've seen Asa Turner and Cam Williams. Yep. They'll be battling for one safety position. I think at the nickel, Buki's probably your front runner, but Cam Fabiculainen had a really nice camp, and I think he'll see the field a little bit. So, yeah, I think this secondary is loaded. And again, we just got done talking about the offensive line being a top five national offensive line group. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's the same thing with the secondary.
Yeah, I agree. I think the secondary, and I would say here in the second year, you're going to see Coach Lake put his hand back into the defense a little bit more. He's had a year under his belt of being the head coach, and I think he will get back to his strength, and I think that will just make us even better.
Yeah.
But honestly, we do have a great team on paper, but you know, so does everybody because of the sixth year, and we haven't even talked about what a mess college football.
Yeah.
Now, we've got plenty of time to talk about how are we going to pay these kids. Uh-huh. You know, goodness gracious, it's so changed the whole complexion of college football because of the rule changes.
Well, it's funny, Greg, that Dick and I are usually every year talking about the freshmen that may play. Now it's the transfers that may play.
Right. I think, you know, how do you pull off getting a 3-year starter from a team like Oklahoma and you plug them right into your defense? And then you get an outside linebacker freak athlete from a Texas A&M and you plug them into your defense.
Jeremiah Martin, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we know offensively there's a few receivers who we lost some and we brought some in. But I think those two defensive players are going to make a huge difference in the Husky defense this year, especially with Zion or ZTF being out. I think Martin, you know, can step in there. So I think the transfers are going to make a huge difference for us.
Is the number one question, Cam, what is Dylan Morris? What do they have at quarterback? Do they have, I asked you, Greg, if they have a star, and you said Cam Davis at tailback. Maybe as the season goes by, he'll become that guy. What do we have on our hands at the quarterback position?
Well, first, I think we learned a lot very quickly with him because you threw a guy who probably wasn't, when you head into that, what did we call that fall camp? What was that? I mean, it was just a couple weeks, and they said, all right, we need Dylan, get ready. We don't know if you're going to be the starter, and then we know Coach Lake kind of kept that under wraps, and then all of a sudden, you game one, he's out there and he's making throws. And Tony, you mentioned a pretty big stat and what that one sack and understanding that's being able to get rid of the ball, take care of the football and make some of those throws early. And now he's had his spring and he's had his fall camp. I like everything about Dylan. Yes, he doesn't stand with the gaudy 6'5". He's not a Justin Herbert. He's not even like all these huge monster dudes, but he can make plays and he has every bit of arm strength that we need when we see the kind of guys down the field.
And I think the transfer student who came in at quarterback is really going to help us, O'Brien, because it's going to allow us to redshirt the young Heward kid, which you look at his body and his development, I think it'd be great for him. He'll get to travel. He'll get to be part of everything. Mm-hmm. But we got a backup now that's going to be pushing for it. He had a good spring.
Yeah.
I mean, and I thought showed a lot. So I think we're good 1-2 at quarterback. And obviously that determines how good a team you are. These guys know.
One play away, Coach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you already got a good quarterback. Why are you recruiting another one? Well, Billy Hobert, Mark Brunell is a good example. Yeah. I mean, you got to have two to make it, and I think we got a second one by the transfer, and I think that was really brilliant of Jimmy to only sign 15 kids last year. We got a bad recruiting class.
To keep it open 15. For transfers.
Yeah. He kept it open, and he was able to land 3 or 4 kids that are going to start for us.
Yeah, and I think the backup quarterback does put you in a good position to not have to play the kid. And he's played a lot of football. This guy's been a starter at some big stadiums and arenas around the country. Mm-hmm. So we are really in a good spot there.
All right, talking about transfers, we got to talk about special teams a little bit. And I think Giles Jackson, what he brings from what we've seen him put on tape at Michigan in the kick return game. You know when the last time Washington opened up the game by returning the game's opening kickoff for a touchdown was?
Jawaan Hooker.
Yep.
No.
Jawaan Hooker did it.
2007, Apple Cup, Lewis Rankin took the opening kickoff back for a touchdown.
Yep.
So it's been a long time. And there's something about this return, like getting fans back in the stands, everything. There's something like, I want to see that opening. I want to see us win the toss and take the ball. And I want to see number 0 like touch the ball first to open up this season and see what happens.
Because I would rather see him in the second game open the game.
I'm not saying he's only taken one back. Yeah. But we saw Trent McDuffie flash in the punt return game. Player, what about Kyler Gordon and what he does on special
two
teams?
Two best athletes on the team you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some real talent there.
Defensively, we've got depth, and that's going to be okay. We will get to the kicking game after I get a chance to analyze how good they are in practice.
I love it. All right. Well, listen, man, this is going to be great. It is awesome to have you guys on board. If you're just tuning in right now, you haven't heard the big announcement. Cam Cleland, Damon Heward, is going to step down from his job as the UW color analyst on game days with Tony to focus on his son, Sam. Cam will step in and handle color duties for the Husky football broadcast. And like I told you off the air, whoever that person is, whether it's Damon, whether it's Chuck Nelson, whoever, is a big damn deal. Mm. So the pressure's on, pal. All right, big time. I know you can handle it.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm proud of you. I think you're going to do it for a long damn time. And bad news for you, Greg, you'll be doing this with us for a long damn time as well. So Cam Cleland, Greg Lewis, the two-est members of the Husky broadcast crew, all four of us with me and Dick Baird will do the Honk Show on Tuesdays. And Tony's back, obviously, calling basketball and football for, is this year four now for you
sir.
On the job?
Yes, sir.
Fourth year on the job already, meaning Tony got the job when he was 6 years old because he just turned 10 last week. All right, hey, great stuff, and we'll talk in the next couple weeks, but just a few weeks from fall camp. So Cam, welcome on board. Greg Lewis, welcome back. Fired up for both of you guys, and go Dogs.
Go Dogs.
Love it. That's Dick Baird, Cam Cleland, Greg Lewis, Tony Castrico. We'll get a break. John Wilner, who covers the Pac-12, obviously, for the San Jose Mercury News. He'll join us coming up next right here on 950.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.